Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. President Biden says there's nothing greater than getting the hostages held by Hamas back home.
As I told the families of Americans being held captive by Hamas, we're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home. As president, there is no higher priority for me than the safety of Americans held hostage.
Addressing the nation from the Oval Office last night, Biden said we mourn every life lost in the Israel-Hamas war. He added he's heartbroken by the loss of Palestinian life. Biden also said we're facing an inflection point in history as the Ukraine-Russia war rages on. The FBI continues to monitor threats in the U.S. and overseas as the Israel-Hamas conflict continues. The FBI has seen an increase in threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab communities and institutions. They are looking into the credibility of any and all threats and working closely with state and local law enforcement agencies. The proposal to authorize Interim Speaker Patrick McHenry to assume the role until January is now facing resistance, too. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan informed reporters that Republican members have opted not to vote on a resolution to grant McHenry this authority. Jordan affirmed his continued candidacy for Speaker and intends to approach the floor for a third attempt to secure the necessary votes for victory. As the United Auto Workers strike enters its 35th day, Ford Motor Company has laid off more workers. The automaker says an additional 150 workers have been temporarily furloughed. Negotiations with the big three automakers show limited progress at this point. Meanwhile, supplies of several highly sought-after vehicle models are beginning to dwindle. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Like we needed one more thing to worry about, sand flies are causing skin infections in the U.S.
The tiny flies are about a quarter of the size of a mosquito and live in forested, warm, wet areas. Medical epidemiologist at the CDC, Dr. Mary Kam, told CNN that they can be particularly dangerous because it can be hard to notice if you've been bitten. She said the CDC has detected the infection leishmaniasis in many tissue samples collected from patients who say they haven't traveled outside the country. I'm Dave Collins.
Good news if you're on a budget. Walmart and Aldi are reducing prices on Thanksgiving foods this year. Walmart's CEO stated they're working to offset inflation by lowering prices on various food items, building on previous investments. Aldi is also cutting prices on over 70 holiday food products with potential reductions of up to 50%. And both retailers plan to maintain these lower prices until the end of the year. Home sales fell to the lowest pace in 13 years. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. High mortgage rates squeezing the market. The group's chief economist blamed the lack of inventory and high mortgage rates for hampering sales. Overall, existing home sales are down more than 15% from a year ago. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Live.
Well, all eyes continue to remain in the Middle East at the Gaza with Israel and Hezbollah to the north, Iran, a lot of focus there right now, and some are questioning, did Bibi Netanyahu get a stand down order? And this is why the delay of the invasion into the Gaza. Many people are asking this question, wondering what's going on at day 11 of the Israel-Hamas war, as the IDF remains ready to move into the Gaza to conduct the next phase of the campaign. Meanwhile, Iran and Hezbollah are threatening to get involved if Israel enters the Gaza. Film producer Joe Schimmel is with us, keynote speaker and pastor. Joe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you.
Thanks. So, yeah, great. So what's your read on this that's happening right now?
Yeah, it's very, very interesting as far as, you know, events. I mean, they're hunkering down, getting ready, and then you would have expected them to already have proceeded. They're in what seems like a no-win situation, kind of like when their backs were to the Red Sea years ago. Because if they don't go in and they just keep mowing the lawn, more wicked excursions will take place. If they do go in, it's going to be really, really ugly. And then world opinion, they're going to forget all the images. They're going to forget about Hamas's just wicked and brutal massacre, killing a bunch of innocent babies, beheading them, everything else. And they're going to start seeing all these images that, you know, the a lot of the woke media and so forth will just pummel the world with. And there'll be more and more hatred toward Israel, which actually is prophetic.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, address that.
Yeah. Well, scripturally, when we look at what the Word of God says, first of all, it's important because some people may be listening and they may be driving down the road or whatever, thinking, well, how do you know this is, you know, God's Word and so forth? And the interesting thing is that God established that He's the one true God and uses Israel as a centerpiece in regard to His prophetic scripture. In fact, in Isaiah, He says, He talks about considering His ancient nation, Israel. And He says, can you tell what will happen to them in the future? And then He says in Isaiah 46:10, I declare the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is to come, and no one will thwart my purpose, but I do as I please. And then a very interesting scripture, because they were dispersed throughout the entire world. Jesus said that would happen after He would be rejected as Messiah, and then later many Israelis would receive Christ in the future. But Jesus said they'd be dispersed throughout the entire world, that, you know, not one stone would be left sitting on the temple. And then a really interesting scripture in Isaiah 66:8, it states that, you know, that this is an unimaginable thing. Has anybody considered, or, you know, would anybody ever consider that a nation would be born in a single day, a country come forth in a moment of time? And that had never happened before. It still hasn't happened since, where you had one nation dispersed, Israel, into 70 different nations. And then this says prophetically that this would happen, you know, over 2,000 years before it happened. And then from 70 nations, they form a country again. And this same God says that they would be hated by the entire world reading the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 16, you see all the nations of the world one time in the future. I'm not saying this is what's going to happen tomorrow, but the whole world will hate Israel. And right now, you didn't have, as you know, when, you know, Russia went into Ukraine, there weren't protests everywhere and all this hatred throughout all these different countries. Now you have all this hatred. Israel didn't even go in yet. And after they suffered one of the most wicked atrocities since the Holocaust upon their nation, if not the worst, all of a sudden they're the bad guys for suffering.
Yeah, it is rich with irony, no doubt about it. But as you say, it's clearly spoken of and identified in the Word of God. So no surprise, you know, for those of us who read God's Word. And yet the interesting thing is to see, okay, God, how are you going to? We know you know the end from the beginning, and you have. I've maintained, Joe, ever since 1948. When God had reestablished in one day Israel, and they became a nation again, when you look at prophecy, I say the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set at that moment. And what's been passing ever since are minutes and seconds, heading us to the final chapter of the book of Revelations. So,
I totally agree with that.
You know, this is where we are right now, which is historic. And it's exciting, and for those of us, like I say, who believe in God, we're just like in awe to say, okay, Lord, how's this going to work out now? I mean, is this going to be, a great lesson opportunity between good and evil, and what it takes in order to come against evil? Because what's happening at the same time, Joe, is you see what's happening in college campuses and in communities across this country. You're seeing the people who are stubbing their toes on this cornerstone of Israel. It's just and they're all coming out in numbers, and to the point where you've got professors in colleges, they're saying, you know, you got to get these kids out of here. I mean, this is like a cancer. What America has done is imported hatred into our country. And you can't blame it all on the professors. Yes, some professors have taken over, but these kids were raised from day one. And this is what people don't understand, is that they've been raised, for generations as little kids. For thousands of years, they've been raised to hate Israel. And so how do you extricate that? You know, barring the grace of God and a renewal of mind and spirit, they're locked in this hatred, and it is a dangerous disease to be around it. I mean, even so that Egypt doesn't want them into their country, right?
Yeah, that's right. I just saw earlier this morning that Jordan is drawing really strong lines. A lot of them had come from Jordan. A lot of people don't even realize that young people think that, quote unquote Palestinians, they're in the Gaza Strip, that's like a nation and there's apartheid and so forth. And they don't recognize that Israel had been in the land. We have archaeological evidence now, newly discovered evidence as well, going back, almost right around 3,500 years with the so-called cursed tablets, right, when they came into the land. And God said to them that he was dispossessing the nations that were there, 3,500 years ago because of bestiality, because of incest, because of sacrificing their children in the fire and so forth. And then when they came into the land, it wasn't, hundreds of years later, the Philistines came in to what's known as the Gaza Strip. They weren't Arabs. There's a lot of Arabs there and Jews there right now in the Gaza Strip, but they're from Greek descent. In fact, their gene pool is gone, and nobody in the Gaza Strip is going to say, yeah, I'm a Philistine. It was called Philistine land in 135. After the Roman emperor had got the last vestiges of Jews that were left there from 70 AD out because of revolt in 135, and then he called it Philistine land as a derogatory statement toward what
it was a pejorative. It was a pejorative towards the Jewish people. Exactly. And so now here are the Arabs. They pick up the pejorative and they assign it to themselves like they're this nation that's been around. But no, it originated from the nation of Israel, right?
That's exactly right.
See, but these are the things that you This is what ignorance does. And if you don't do the hard work and study history and understand what's going on, then you get duped and you're emotionally, you know, run from pillar to post and believing in things that just are not so. Joe Schimmel is with us, the film producer, keynote speaker, and pastor, and we'll talk with him more on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
And independent, just wait, like, hear from us. Okay, a little honoring. That's okay. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He's Joe Schimmel. We got him up early on the West Coast. He's talking to us from California. The film producer, keynote speaker, and pastor. How's the weather out there, Joe?
It's nice and blue right now. Feels like it looks like it'll be a semi-warm fall day, but hopefully we'll get some kind of winter this year.
Well, I'll tell you, in Florida here, we're shocked a little bit. Temperature dropped by 10 degrees, you know, and some of us have turned to long pants, which is unusual. But, you know, hey, it's all fun. And here it is, you know, enjoying it and, you know, still making the most of it here on the East Coast, where our gas is a lot cheaper than it is on the West. I got four kids out there, and I have to send them, you know, supplementation just to handle the gas prices.
See, and that's probably the truth of, you know, tens of thousands of people right now. The Biden economy.
Yeah. Yeah. Bidenomics, it's working. He tells us, oh, Lord, have mercy. I mean, but we knew this, right? The Bible said there would be that day when good would be called evil, evil called good. You know, it's sweet and sour, sour, sweet. We're right here in the middle of it all. Before we get, you know, off, because I want to talk more about what's going on and the effects here in this country amongst the kids regarding, you know, Hamas and what they did and what's about to happen there in the Gaza. I want to talk about your book, The Sparky Book. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's called Sparky, The Broken Mirror. And it's interesting because you've been talking about kids. And in the first segment, you also talked about the brainwashing that's going on in so many of these colleges with so many of the professors. And, you know, since you mentioned you're there in Florida, we both have, you know, Disney on both sides of the coast.
Right.
And you guys found out a few years ago with a Zoom call that one of the animators or producers there, I guess, we've all seen it, where she's talking about we're basically shoving, you know, homosexuality and transgenderism and all that stuff down their throats, and we're getting away with it, or I'm getting away with it, she said. And there is a basically an indoctrination of woke philosophy coming through some of these institutions now. And I'm a dad, and now I'm a granddad. I have six grandchildren, and I love to share the word of God with my grandchildren. Children, so I want to do it creatively. And I tell different stories. They love to hear stories. And I made up a story called Sparky the Broken Mirror so they would understand their true identity and their creator.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that's what's going on right now. There's basically a gender dysphoria, gender confusion that's being promoted. And the scriptures warn about that. The scriptures warn in 2 Timothy 3 that the last days, terrible times will come, and men will be lovers of their own selves. And it says they'll be without natural affection. The Greek word there is a storge. It means without family love. And right now, there's a satanic assault on children. In fact, the top Satanist of all time now, Aleister Crowley, said that family is public enemy number one, and that institution of marriage is an insidious institution. And he's a hero among many in the left. He's a hero among many pop stars, rock stars, rap stars, movie stars, and so forth. And this book is about Sparky to show, and I've been blown away at the reception. And I didn't expect this, but it became a number one bestseller overnight. If people go to the Amazon and they just look in Sparky, The Broken Mirror, they could just look at the reviews, because I didn't realize, and I was praying for this, the effect it would have on children and parents. A lot of the parents are saying they needed it. They were blessed, you know?
Exactly.
It's very beautiful, because what happens is Sparky is made to reflect the image of his creator, a king. He's deceived by a serpent. He falls off a wall. He shatters in 1,000 pieces. He carries on his back a bag around in a stick, like a hobo, trying to get fixed by anybody from, you know, higher education or you know, a doctor, a guru, a witch who levitates him. He falls and breaks even more. He can't get fixed, and he's trying to, but he finds out that his creator is the only one that can fix him, because he was made to reflect the image of the creator. Doesn't know what he's trying to find himself. He realizes, I need to go back to my creator. His creator reveals himself to him. And then it has a little story of the gospel and how it's through Christ that we are saved. So a lot of people that have read it, and you'll see that in the reviews, people just check that out, I've been to tears. And I'm thanking God for that. And if you're looking for a book that's very beautifully illustrated, a kid's book, but also to minister to the whole family and adults.
Exactly.
It's really an eye-opener as to our true identity is found in God, not through popular media and not through left wokeism.
Yeah, parents and grandparents. I mean, I just see this all encompassing, that this is, you cannot come away from this book and not be changed. I mean, this is very touching. You've just done an outstanding job. How did you come up with this idea?
That's a great question. As a pastor, an illustration I would use for the congregation through the years is that you can't find yourself if you're just, you know, back in the 60s, I'm a child of the 60s, was born in 53, and then the 70s. is that whole thing. I got to find myself, you know.
Yes.
You can't find yourself, just like a mirror can't put itself back together by looking inward. So I'd use the illustration that we've been created in God's image, and if we want to find out who we really are and be remade back in the image we were created in after we've been shattered. The whole world's been shattered by sin. It's not found through hatred and anger toward other ethnicities like we're seeing with Hamas. It's not found through, and by the way, I think it's very important. I use the illustration as well, because we talk, if you look at 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, it warns that, you know, it says, be not deceived, the sexually immoral will not inherit God's kingdom, including adulterers, but also says the effeminate and homosexuals. And homosexuals, there is a son of Kotai, which is men betters. But effeminate, it's an interesting word, it's Molokoi. And that word we know from like Philo and others that were our contemporaries with the Apostle Paul and just after. Philo, the philosopher of Alexandria, said that the word was used of women. Men who wanted to become like women in their persons, that it altered the impression of their natural manly appearance, quote, I'm quoting now, into the resemblance of a woman. And the Bible warns about this in the last days, and it warns in Deuteronomy that men are not supposed to put on that which pertains to women, and women are to put in that which pertains to men. And we see this happening right now in our day, these days, because it says, Jesus said it'd be like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. It'd be like the Lot at the end of days. And here we are. So us Christians need to stand up. You know, the left and the woke and the wicked are just disseminating our youth with wicked messages. So
are you surprised at how it's infected the church as well in large? I mean, a lot of churches are buying into this new doctrine, which is shocking to me.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, and it's still shocking, even though Jesus said in the last days many would fall away, and only those who endured to the end would be saved. But Paul said in the last days, in 2 Timothy 4, many teachers would rise up, tickling people's ears, telling them what they want to hear. And many claim to be Christians would heap up themselves these teachers who would tell them what they'd want to hear. So the scriptures do prophesy that there would be this great falling away in the end of days. But it is still shocking, because if we care about people, we should be horrified that this is being preached from many pulpits around the world today.
Well, it's amazing that you have this recurring theme, whether we're talking about Hamas and what's going on at the Gaza. You've got to know the difference between the fake and the legitimate, right? You know, I've shared with the audience many times that, you know, it's like bankers, you know, how they study and study the difference of counterfeit money. They don't study the counterfeit. They study the legitimate, so that way they know the difference. And, you know, and with your book, Sparky, and what we've been talking about today, is that we've got to reorient ourselves with that which is real, that which is legitimate, that which what God has said, and not buy into this lie that is emanated from the Garden of Eden. Did God really say? God's made it clear, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny you say that, because at the beginning of the book, a serpent comes into the king's palace and encourages Sparky to jump off the wall. He says the king, it all rhymes. He basically tells him, you know, that the king's trying to keep you from being this great big star, and he has a vision of being this great big star, and he jumps off the wall. And that was Satan's original lie, that we are our own gods, and that's transgenderism. We can become whatever we want, do what thou wilt. So be the whole law, it's Satanism, and a lot of people don't realize it's a spiritual war we're in.
Yeah. How's that working for you, right?
That's right, exactly.
I mean, here it is. I mean, we're defying gravity. I mean, it's that basic. I mean, God set this up. He had an order. He has an infrastructure of what, you know, what the outcome is supposed to be. And when we're true to that infrastructure, it goes well for us. We're okay. But when we decide we want to do it our own way and defy gravity, well, you know, it doesn't take too many times of hitting the ground and realizing that there's a cost for defying gravity. Well, in the same sense, there's a cost for defying the laws of God, right? Yeah, there it is.
That's a great point. In fact, Jesus said, you know, in the beginning he made them male and female, created them in his image. And
right.
That's all being turned upside down.
Got to leave it there, Joe Schimmel.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments.
In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA News Update. In addressing the nation last night, President Biden says there's nothing greater than getting the hostages held by Hamas back home. The FBI continues to monitor threats here in the U.S. and overseas as the Israel-Hamas conflict rages on. The FBI has seen an increase in threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab communities and institutions. The proposal to authorize Interim Speaker Patrick McHenry to assume the role until January is now facing resistance. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan informed reporters, though, that Republican members have opted not to vote on a resolution to grant McHenry that power. As the UAW strike continues, Ford Motor Company has laid off more workers. Negotiations with the big three automakers have shown limited progress. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Like anything that happens in history, if your eyes are wide open, you can learn a lot. And we need to bring in a perspective. You know, it just reminds us that, you know, we have a Constitution. We have a Declaration of Independence. First principles that you hear me talk about. So important for us to reconnect, you know, and to bring into perspective history as it unfolds. You know, how does it affect our worldview? Does it add or take away from our liberty? Certainly, what's happening in Israel, what happened with Hamas, which you heard me say to Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family, a lot of people don't realize that in the Bible what Hamas means. It means violence. And Hamas lived up to their name. And it's up to Israel to respond. And again, we continue to pray for Jerusalem as we've been commanded in the Word of God to do so. Dr. John Lott joins us now. He's the author of Gun Control Myths. And speaking of going into this with our eyes wide open and what we can observe and what we need to do to, you know, possibly adjust our worldview and our perspectives. There's so much to be considered with what we saw happen to innocents there outside of the Gaza in Israel. And Dr. John Lott joins us now. John, good to have you with us. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, always, and I appreciate the heads up. You're so faithful to bring to mind, you know, things that we should talk about, and you're bringing to bear the idea that we need to learn, you know, from what happened in Israel, how it relates to our Second Amendment rights here in the United States.
Right. Well, you know, Israel's had a lot of big changes in their gun control laws over time. And I think given the events of the last couple of weeks, they probably wish that they had gone back to some of the earlier rules that they had had. Mm-hmm. So
Right.
You know, Israel has obviously been a victim of terrorist attacks from even before they became a country. But there were big changes that occurred in 1972. Prior to 72, terrorists had real strategic advantages. When there would be a terrorist attack, the government would go and put more police, more military on the streets. But what they discovered was that no matter how much money they spent, they simply couldn't cover all the possible targets. That if you had, let's say, a terrorist on a bus, and you had a police officer there, the terrorist could wait for the police officer to leave before he would engage in his attack, or he could go and leave the bus and pick another target where he didn't see any police or military around, or he could try to kill the police officer first, and then once he did that, he'd have free rein to go after the other people on the bus. You know, after trying to spend more and more money to cover all the possible targets, in 1972, the government finally began to allow civilians to be able to go and carry guns for protection. And in years after that, you had as high as 14% of the adult Jewish population being able to go and carry. And that took away the tactical advantage that these terrorists had because, you know, in most states in the United States outside of California and New York, you have over 10% of the adult population with the concealed carry permit. We have 27 constitutional carry states, so you have a lot more people than that who are actually able to carry. And you can go to a restaurant or a movie theater or a mall or a grocery store, and it's very likely that somebody next to you is carrying a permit concealed handgun. But you would never know whether they were doing. The same thing is true with the terrorists. So, you know, terrorists may have 30 people behind him on the bus, but if he goes and tries to take out the police officer, he has to worry that one or two of those 30 people might have a gun and be able to go and stop him once he reveals his position there.
Exactly.
The thing is, the debate in Israel on gun control has been very similar to the debate here in the United States in September. When the national police went and told the media that anybody who is able to go and carry a gun should do so during the holidays because there was likely to have some type of terrorist attacks that would occur at this point, you had politicians on the left come out and say, well, it's dangerous for civilians to be able to go and carry guns, even though the people who have been permitted to carry guns in Israel have been extremely law-abiding, just like those in the United States have been.
Exactly.
And they've only had recently about 3% of the adult Jewish population be legally licensed to have a gun. Now, they changed this the Sunday after the Saturday massacre that occurred, where they say anybody who basically doesn't have a criminal record, they can call in and they can be allowed to carry. But I'm sure they wish that they had changed that a week earlier or a month
earlier.
Could you imagine the difference with the music festival there? If some of the people there had been carrying concealed handguns, they could have at the very least slowed down the attack there and made it so more people could have escaped.
Exactly. Yeah, you wouldn't have the casualty rate of 260 people who died because because like all terrorists and people are looking to do damage, John, as you've reported time and again, they only want the bullets going one way. They don't think it's fair if bullets are coming at them, right?
Well, I mean, one just has to read the diaries and manifestos for these mass murders. You know, you take something like the Covenant school shooter from earlier this year. The Biden administration still hasn't released the
manifesto. I was going to ask you if that manifesto has ever been released, but you say no.
No, well, which is incredibly unusual.
Right.
But, you know, maybe it has something to do with the murderer being a trans person. I have no idea.
Yeah, probably. It probably has some relationship to the JFK assassination or something. I don't know. Whatever the government can use. Of course, I'm being silly and sarcastic, so forgive me.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
But the Nashville police chief got to look at it, and he, at a press conference right after the attack, said that that murderer had actually planned on having another attack at another place, mm-hmm. but had decided not to go and do that because they had found that there was security at the other place. You know, people were allowed to carry guns. Mm-hmm. And so the murderer had picked the school because they believed that it was undefended. And so, you know, it's, you know, these guys may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. Their right. goal is to go and get media coverage, and they know the more people they kill, the more media coverage that they're going to be able to go and get. And they know if they go to a place where victims aren't able to defend themselves, they're going to be able to go and kill more people. But the thing is, diary after diary, manifesto after manifesto talks about these things where they explicitly explain this. The Buffalo mass murder from last year, his manifesto was similar in terms of explaining why he picked the target. He wanted to go to a place where he didn't think people would have guns for protection.
Right, and so, exactly.
But the media refuses to go and talk about this. They will not mention this at all in any of their news stories. Why isn't that newsworthy? Why, given that we care about trying to stop these attacks, why isn't it newsworthy for the media to ever mention these parts of these murderous manifestos or diaries?
Yeah, they're just leaving us vulnerable. John, you know, why do we have to argue what we, you know, what would be or should be common sense? Right?
I hope so.
I mean,
it seems very logical to me, but, you know.
Yeah, well, the evidence, I mean, beyond just, you know, just your natural inclination and understanding of violence and evil, you know, your immediate instinct is to protect yourself. But meanwhile, the mainstream media is missing in action and doing a disservice. But this is also why they're getting what they deserve. They're getting less subscribers. They're making less money. And journalism today has left the building, professional journalism. And in the process of that happening, I mean, we don't jump up and down and do an end zone dance because the bottom line is it's costly to the citizens of America. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Lott after this.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us as always. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Lott, the author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. And clearly, in spite of John's book, you know, they're so deep in their dogma, as Dianne Feinstein would say, that they can't help themselves, John. You know, whether it's, you know, what's happening in Israel, we knew this was going to happen. Initially, the news was out. The West was horrified at seeing the butchery and the horrific crimes that were perpetrated on innocents there in southern Israel on the other side of the Gaza. And in a matter of days, I mean, we knew this was going to happen because between our mainstream media and the ability of these perpetrators to be able to reverse the tide, I was shocked at how quickly it turned. And within days, the idea was that it was poor Hamas. Hamas are the victims. What do you do? And of course, our media is so in with them because this is what they've always done. I mean, going back to World War II, this is the same journals, John, that supported Adolf Hitler. They're just something defective within the media, and here they are. You know, they're protected by our First Amendment right for a free and fair press. We need a free and fair press to keep everybody accountable. I mean, that's fine. You have an opinion, put it on the opinion page. But give me the news, would you please? And this is why they've lost subscriptions. They're losing advertisers. And the whole lot is because they're no longer serving the purpose for which they were intended to serve.
Right. Well, I mean, unfortunately, that's true, but that they're losing subscriptions. But there's still a lot of people out there who get all or the vast majority of their news from the media and from the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. And, you and I have talked about this with regard to the gun control issues. You know, people constantly hear only about bad things that happen with guns and don't hear about the defense of gun uses. Mm-hmm. You know, the claims that are put out from Biden and others that, you know, guns are the number one killer of children, supposedly, or that the United States is somehow unique in terms of mass public shootings. You know, both claims which we've talked about before on your show being false, and people can go to our website at crimeresearch.org to see, you know, kind of the facts on those types of things. You know, it's not too surprising that so many people support gun control. I mean, if people only hear about bad things that happen and not the benefits, you know, you look at something like, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, if it was so definitive, there'd be no need for your voice. You know, you could just go out there and go retire. Don't say anything anymore. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that we know from the empirical evidence is that a population that is not able to defend itself becomes vulnerable. And this is what we're fighting for. You know, we're fighting for your safety. We're fighting for liberty and freedom. And, you know, you and I talked about this the last time, John. All these ideas that come across, you know, our eyes and are presented to us, you know, the number one question we should ask, especially coming from the government, does it add or take away from our liberty? Because the government cannot help itself. It is in a mode, it's stuck in a mode right now to, like Pac-Man, just gobble up all our liberties and controls at every turn so that they would be the ones who are in, you know, full control. And meanwhile, our liberties are just, you know, just one of those things that are elusive, and it's something that Joe Biden can, you know, check a box on and say, well, you know, I did talk about liberty. I mentioned that one time in that speech. So, you know, obviously we must be for liberty. No, you're not, because of all the things that you do and the policies you enact are infringing on our liberties.
Right. Look, anybody who's read my academic research knows that I think the police are extremely important in stopping crime. They're probably the single most important factor, I believe, in stopping crime. But the police themselves even understand that they, you know, you look at surveys of police, that they understand that they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's occurred.
Yeah.
The question is, what should people do when they're having to confront a criminal by themselves? And simply telling people to behave passively turns out to be pretty dangerous advice. That by far the safest course of action for people to take when they're confronted by criminals to have a gun. And so, you know,
you've got to be able to defend yourself. You're right. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying your comments earlier about trying to promote safety. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, it'd be great if the police were everywhere, but just like our discussion earlier, in the earlier segment about Israel, you simply don't have an infinite amount of money to go and put police every place to go and protect people. In the United States, we have about 700,000 police officers in the United States, and we have 330 million people.
Yeah.
You know, and not all those officers are on duty at any time. Maybe you have 250,000, maybe you have 300,000. Maximum that are on duty at any point in time. But, you know, how can 300,000 police protect 330 million people? It's just not possible.
Exactly. So, yeah, the numbers are against us. And as you say, you know, when you are confronted with somebody with a gun, the choices you have are measured in seconds. The response rate, you know, for police to come and help you are measured in minutes. I think the range is anywhere from, you know, 10 to 15 minutes of response time. And, you know, going back to Israel, which surprises me, John, they had estimated that the response for the IDF to get en masse into the area that was under attack was 7 to 9 hours. That seems unusual to me that it was that long. And
you had so much going on at one time. You know, so they had you know, some little military outposts in different places, but those were quickly overrun by the terrorist purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to go and bring military in from other parts of the country. They were set up to kind of deal with what had been terrorist attacks and before, where you'd have, you know, three or four people that would come over in a group. Not the, you know, hundreds of attackers, you know, thousands of attackers that were there. I mean, I guess like 1,500 of the terrorists attackers were killed. I don't know how many they had all total, but it was in the thousands. Mm-hmm. And that just kind of overwhelmed their ability. They just simply couldn't go and cover all the possible targets that were there. You know, there are a couple of kibbutzes where somebody had the foresight when they began to hear about these attacks to quickly go to the armory and let the mm-hmm. civilians there at the kibbutz get a hold of weapons. And those places were able to stop the attacks. But unfortunately, that was just a tiny percentage of the
case. But this supports your argument, though, John. This supports your argument.
No, sure.
Exactly. Right. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You know, you have these horrific videos where unarmed civilians are huddling in these bomb shelters and just basically waiting for the terrorists to come in and kill them.
Yeah, they're fish in a barrel.
They have no
way
of protecting themselves from the terrorist attack.
Well, lessons to be learned here once again, but the mainstream media is not giving us any cover. And John, I got to tell you, I'm grateful that you're available to come on and share this with our audience, because we need to learn the lesson of this time and these events. Otherwise, we're going to make ourselves vulnerable. And, you know, they're going to continue. You know, states like California, you know, and New York are going to continue to, you know, to restrict the use and the availability of, you know, of our guns, access to guns. And then we have more states that are realizing that it just needs to be a constitutional carry situation. You don't have to be licensed. I mean, what are we up to now? How many states?
27. But the bizarre thing is you have places like California and New York and Illinois where they won't let law enforcement do their job. They've either cut police budgets or they have district attorneys who are refusing to go and prosecute violent criminals, or they have judges that have released, you know, half or two-thirds of the inmates from local urban jails, or they have bail reform that lets violent criminals out without having to pay any bail. And then at the same time, they're making it so law enforcement won't protect people. These very same politicians want to make it so that people aren't able to go and protect themselves. And, you know, it's kind of crazy that, you know, they don't seem to understand that if you want to go and deter crime, you have to make it risky for criminals to go and commit crime. The riskier that you make it for criminals to commit crime, the less crime you're going to have.
Exactly. Again, this is common sense. And but you know, when we ignore common sense, it is at our own peril, isn't it?
Yeah.
In this particular case.
You can find more on all these points at our website at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org.
And make sure, if you haven't read John's book, you need to get your hands on his book. This is loaded, like I say, with stats, empirical evidence, common sense, again, that will save lives. And this is what this save lives and promote your liberty. Gun control myths, how politicians, the media, and botched studies have twisted the facts on gun control. Dr. John Lott has been our guest. Thank you, John. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at